This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations said Thursday Russian shelling wounded at least 9 people in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson on Thursday as residents were being evacuated because of flooding caused by the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York, Ambassador Sergei Kislytsia said local authorities reported at least 9 people, including police, medical and rescue personnel, were wounded Thursday during Russian shelling that came during an evacuation operation.
We strongly condemn shellings of evacuation areas and call on the Russian Federation to cease such attacks and allow the evacuation teams to safely help the affected civilian population.
The ambassador also called on Russia to grant full, safe, and unimpeded access to the Russian-controlled left bank of the Dnipro River to allow the United Nations, International Red Cross, and other humanitarian organizations in. Following talks at the White House Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held a joint news conference where they put, with Russia's invasion of Ukraine at the top of their agenda, both pledged to support Ukraine as long as it takes. In his comments, President Biden credited the British leader for his leadership in supporting Ukraine.
The UK and the United States, together with more than 50 partners, have committed historic levels of security assistance to Ukraine. And I want to thank the Prime Minister for his strong, strong leadership, contributing significant amounts of security assistance and training Ukrainian troops so they can effectively use the equipment and ammunition we've collectively provided them.
Sunak added that he felt it was important for allies to remain solid behind Ukraine to send a message to Russia. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump wrote on social media Thursday that he's been indicted by the U.S. Department of Justice, apparently for mishandling sensitive government documents. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Several media outlets said Trump had been indicted on 7 counts related to his handling of classified documents and obstruction of justice. Trump wrote that he had been summoned to appear at the federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday. Trump's attorneys did not immediately respond to a request for comment. A spokesperson for Special Counsel Jack Smith, who is handling the investigation, declined to comment. Steve Miller, VOA News.
In a surprise decision, the Supreme Court has rejected a GOP-led effort to weaken the landmark Voting Rights Act. Associated Press correspondent Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The High Court has affirmed a lower court ruling that found Alabama likely violated the act with its congressional map. In a state where more than 1 in 4 residents is black, the map has just 1 majority black seat out of 7 congressional districts. Alabama and Louisiana will now have to redraw the maps to boost black representation. It's a surprise because the Supreme Court allowed Alabama to use the challenged map in last year's elections. In October's oral arguments, the justices appeared willing to make it harder to challenge redistricting plans as racially discriminatory under the Voting Rights Act. 2 conservatives joined the court's liberals in the 5-4 ruling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Both the U.S. Defense Department and the Cuban government have dismissed as not accurate reports that China and Cuba have reached a secret pact allowing Beijing to build an electronic eavesdropping facility on the island that's 160 kilometers from the United States. The reports, which first appeared in the Wall Street Journal, citing unnamed intelligence officials, said China had agreed to pay the financially strapped Cuba several billion dollars for the spy facility, which would allow China to monitor electronic communications throughout the southeastern United States, where numerous military bases are located. University of Texas public affairs analyst Yangit Sankaran told the Reuters news agency if the report were true, it would be a game changer for China.
They want to know how we work. So that would be the one big thing of this facility. People talk about communication intelligence, right? Emails and phone messages and those things. What you can also do with the single intelligence facilities can also pick up electronic intelligence, right? How do our ships operate? What frequency do the radars of the ship operate on? So those are all real useful information.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.